Sports Guest. My name is Spooky George Dunn.
And I'm Devin Newsom.
Scary Devin Newsom.
I'm not scary at all.
You British?
No, someone's pinching my throat.
Sir, would you please stop pinching his throat?
An invisible person is pinching my throat.
Oh, Johnny Depp, the invisible man?
It might be Johnny Depp.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for that new Monsterverse that they're coming out with.
The Monsterverse is going
Javier
to be... Johnny,
Bordem.
Could you...
All right, he's cool. We plugged the Monsterverse and so...
See you, Johnny. Thanks for coming on the show. We don't actually want you to talk.
Yeah, no.
We only want to see your cool hats now. Because that's what we... That's what I go to the movies for now. See only, Johnny Depp in a cool hat.
I just go for any kind. Like, if there's a cool hat in the trailer, I'm going to go see the movie.
It's true.
Like, anytime.
It's like the emoji movie, but the cool hat movie.
Yeah, but there's a cool hat emoji.
It's true.
And there's also,
it's like a fedora emoji.
Like the Curious George movie I went to see.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That yellow hat was pretty dope.
And that man in it was pretty dope, too.
Yeah, he was a pretty cool, mm-hmm. pretty cool guy.
Will Ferrell, he's great.
He's incredible. Will Ferrell. What other Hats movies have I seen? There's a lot of like
Cat in the Hat.
I mean, there's the Cat in the Hat movie.
Myers, classic Mike Myers character, the Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat, that was an incredible hat. Like, it looked like a candy cane on top of his head.
It's true. Did you ever see that the It trailer recut? To put the Cat in the Hat instead of Pennywise in it. It's fucking great.
They do have kind of the same face, to be honest.
That's really good. Well, how are you, Devin?
I'm pretty fantastic. How are you?
I'm pretty spooky. I'm on vacation right now, so I'm all about it.
Ooh, that's nice.
I've just been sitting in my living room watching horror movies.
How many are you at now?
I'm caught up, so I'm at 26.
Nice.
I'm sorry, 25.
25.
I'm going to probably watch one or two more today. We'll see. Just watched Deathgasm this morning.
Okay.
I fucking love Deathgasm. It's so good. I never saw it. It's a New Zealand horror comedy.
Okay.
Kind of in the vein of like Evil Dead 2 and like
so
other stuff like that.
It's, so like campy?
Yeah, in a sense. Like it's about a metalhead who moves in with his religious aunt and uncle.
Okay.
And he just makes friends with the metal kids, and then they find a song sheet that is the music that brings the devil, basically, or a demon to...
I like it.
It's really fucking gross, and like it's just hilarious. It's so good. I loved it.
I need to watch that one. I just watched... Cabin in the Woods for the first time.
Nursing Cabin
yesterday.
In the Woods?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good, isn't it?
It was pretty good. Like, yeah. We were sitting down to watch it. Claire and I, it was the middle of the day, and she's like, let's watch Cabin in the Woods. Mm-hmm. And I'm a person who, as you know, if you've listened to the show...
Had no interest in this month at all.
I have a lot of interest in Halloween, yeah. But I don't get up for horror movies. I don't know. Mm-hmm. When I end up watching them, I like them. Mm-hmm. Most of the time,
watching Halloween.
Well, I still liked it, but it didn't blow me away. It didn't live up to expectations. Mm-hmm. But I was not stoked to watch Cabin in the Woods. Pretty much, though.
Mm-hmm.
But she put it on. I was like, fine, let's do it. And it's really funny.
Yeah, Drew Goddard directed it. He's fucking awesome. I mean, Joss Whedon co-wrote it.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
With Drew Goddard. Drew Goddard did the first season of Daredevil. He was like the kind of... He was supposed to be the one who was spearheading Daredevil. He's kind of doing he's doing something else for Marvel now. I think it's a Fox Marvel thing, though. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. But, yeah, Drew Goddard's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, but Cabin in the Woods is so fucking good.
I did not expect, it's just legitimately funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, it's great.
Parodying horror movies at the same time as, mm-hmm. like, being
the
one.
The scene where the gas station attendant calls them, he's like, the storm is coming, or whatever. It's like, yeah. the sheep have entered the pen or something like that. He's like, they're just laughing at him on the other end.
Everybody knows not to sit next to Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
That part.
Oh, yeah. Well, is that in Cabin in the Woods?
wasn't it?
No, Dennis is from fucking Cabin Fever.
Is that what I watched?
Cabin Fever? I don't know.
That is what I watched, Cabin Fever.
That's Eli Roth. Eli Roth sucks.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is completely...
I was actually going to suggest we do Cabin Fever.
Eli Roth.
Today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I asked Alexis if she wanted to do Cabin Fever, because that was like...
Oh, shit.
The first thing her and I really, like, truly bonded over.
Okay.
But Eli Roth is a big old douchebag and hasn't made a good movie since. I mean, Cabin Fever's fine, so whatever.
What else has he made since?
Hostel Part 2, Green Inferno. Yeah. And he's doing the new Death Wish, where Bruce Willis wears a hoodie and kills black kids.
I've heard of such things being made.
It sounds like a fun romp where his wife and child are raped and murdered and goes around killing black
people. Is this connected to the Unbreakable universe?
Oh, my God. They just started filming Glass.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
I can't wait to see. Did you see Split? I still haven't seen Split.
It's fun.
I'm slacking big time.
I know people kind of slacking on it. They're just like, fucking. Like, and I get it. Like, it's not how multiple personalities work and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, but it's in the same universe where Bruce Willis can't die and Sam Jackson has glass bones. Like, fucking, come on. Like, relax.
Yeah,
I'm super excited for that. I didn't think I'd be excited for an M. Night Shyamalan movie anymore, but... It's happening.
It still gets me because it's like there's potential there, you know, for him always to do something kind of crazy and kind of good, but most of the time it doesn't hit.
I mean, The Happening's amazing. So, I mean, like, if he's shooting for the moon, you know, like, he's going to miss most likely because you know, he hasn't done, like, I mean, I did like Split and I did like The Visit.
Okay, with the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They've kind of, he's kind of like embraced his campiness, which I appreciate. Like, he's a lot funnier. Okay. Like, I mean, The Sixth Sense is like pretty self-serious. So it was Unbreakable.
Yeah.
But, Visit is really fucking funny.
I have a DVD sitting in my room right now, actually.
Watch it. It's good. It's a fun little, like, it's not like so crazy, intense, scary. It's just like, these two kids, it's like something weird's going on with grandma and grandpa.
Sounds familiar.
Trust me, I know. So watch it. I'm excited for Glass. Well, I don't know where I forgot where we stemmed that conversation from.
I believe it all culminated in watching Spooky Movies, is our final Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we were getting into topics of... me caring about this month or not. I care about this month, George.
Low-key calling you out.
Yeah. Like,
low-key calling you out.
I'm trying not to get on the sidetrack. I know. I'm not trying. Like,
next Thursday.
Thor. I'm going to go see Thor's Day. Get it?
I get it. That's, no, I don't. Wait, what?
That's legitimately where that came from, right?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Like
I'm not
Norse,
a day scientist.
Norse mythology.
Yeah. I mean, probably. It sounds about right. I don't know if that's just a thing I see on the internet and just like, yeah, that makes enough sense.
Tuesday was Tears Day. Wednesday.
Tears for Fears Day.
Wednesday was Woden's Day, also known as Odin.
Who's that?
Thor's dad.
Oh, Hannibal Lecter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thor's dad, Odin, hates people. But no, I do care about this month, George.
Yeah.
Because Halloween is fucking awesome. I don't know what I'm going to be this year yet, though. And it's...
You have about 4 days to find out. And two of those days are a Monday and a Tuesday, so you better...
I have ideas.
You should go to emo prom with me on Saturday.
On Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm off.
Come to emo prom. It's only like $10.
I might come.
It's going to be fun.
Ooh, my costume would still work. I had a costume idea because you're going to be Vin Diesel, correct?
I don't know. I'm going to see if I can find another one because my Vin Diesel bald cap has now been used twice and it's real gross.
Is there a rule you can't use bald caps more than twice?
And you can reuse them, but they're just covered in like goop and hair sweat. And I put like shit in my hair to like comb it back so it's not falling out.
Like
I just look like a flesh-colored do-rag because I couldn't like glue the back of it. I didn't know what I was doing.
Costume idea was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the fanny pack and the chain and the watch.
Do it.
And the high top fade. I think that's what I'm doing.
We'll go together. We'll be a couple's costume.
It'll be a couple's costume. It's also the costume where all I have to do is buy a fanny pack and get a haircut.
You should absolutely get that haircut and keep it, though. That high fade or whatever.
See how long it lasts.
It's like a high flat top.
I kind of had a little bit that for when the Cavs were in the championship. It was being Iman Shumpert, but...
I don't know who that is.
The Cavs player.
Okay.
But, no, I think that's... It's either going to be that or, like you said, Arthur.
I like the idea earlier. Of you just getting a yellow... All you have to do is get a yellow sweater.
That's all.
And maybe, like, some bunny... Or not bunny ears, just, like... They don't have aardvark ears, but you find like sort of rounded ears. Yeah, something like that. You could do it.
They have, they actually have these like mind control, like brainwave cat ears you can buy.
Are they supposed to control your mind? Those are just like a bunch of words put together.
It's like a headband that like originated in Japan, I heard. And, it's a headband you actually put on, and you can wiggle the ears.
Oh, right.
With
your
brain waves.
For those Nico girls.
I guess, yeah.
And boys.
Nico people.
Mm-hmm. Nico case.
Finding Nico.
Love finding Nico wafers.
Oh, those are amazing. We should have done
that. So gross.
I mean,
the green ones are good. I like the green ones.
Everybody likes the green one.
And the chocolate ones are so gross.
Yeah, the chocolate ones were kind of weird. I liked them, though.
My mom used to get all the chocolate ones.
We should have got those for last week's episode, too.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. There's a bunch of candy I'm seeing now that I'm like, I'll just wait until Wednesday and I'll just have a bunch of candy for super cheap.
I think Horchie suggested that online. But
Nico wafers?
Yeah. Is it Nico or Nico?
I just call him Nico. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, that's a topic for... That no one cares about.
Nico or Necco. Find out next week. our new episode, Nico or Necco Wafers with Rick Horchi. Is it Horchi or Horchi?
Horchi.
Horchai.
Remember, it's Horchi because it sounds like trick or treat. And you could say Rick Horchi.
It's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Or Ricola. Rick Horchi. Sick 1980s commercial reference.
Now everybody,
we're really
it.
Nailing it.
We sell those at the store I work at.
Ricolas?
Yeah.
They're good. They're expensive. So this week, we don't have a guest. It's just us.
If you haven't been able to guess, we weren't just.
Yeah, we don't have someone interrupting us so rudely.
Yeah.
You know, because we forgot to introduce them at the beginning. yeah, we're just going to be kind of talking Halloween, so I totally understand if you turn this off right now. We'll have some surprises for you later down the line if you're a trooper, like Iron Maiden. And yeah, we're just going to be kind of doing our thing, like talking about our week, talking about Halloween, talking about movies we watched, plans we have, things we've done already this month.
Scary shit, spooky shit.
Yeah, it gets real spooky.
I don't know.
So yeah. Well, I mean, have you watched any other movies other than either Cabin in the Woods or Cabin Fever, whichever one it might be?
I'm pretty sure it's Cabin Fever with Sean from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, that's definitely Cabin Fever.
Yes, and it makes more sense now because they got a disease.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, no, there's like crazy hillbilly people, hillbilly zombies in Cabin in the Woods. You should definitely see Cabin in the Woods, though, because that movie's awesome.
Okay. That's what I was...
It's super duper funny.
It's funny, too, actually.
Oh, it's like a deconstruction of like horror movies.
Okay.
It's like the Cabin in the Woods structure, but then there's like this whole other thing that surrounds it, and you're like, oh shit, that's great. It's like really smart.
Interesting.
Cabin in the Woods, so good. A frame poster of that.
I thought Cabin Fever was pretty funny.
It is very funny. There is a little juvenile, like it's got Eli Ross humor.
Yeah.
Which is like a mixture of like, okay, that's really dumb, but I enjoy it. Like,
it was funny to laugh at and with sometimes, but
like, why would you shoot squirrels? Because they're gay.
What was the other part that they just like was like, oh shit, they did that when they first get to the cabin, and Draco Malfoy looking motherfucker started hooking up with his girlfriend and. Like, he's on top going at it at first, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, he gets down on the bed, and she gets on top of him and sticks her finger up his ass.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, all right, Eli Roth, I get it. Like, did you see Green Inferno?
Never saw that in a movie, no.
Yeah. Green Inferno is like his like love letter to like cannibal Holocaust and like, you know, white kids go to the jungle and run into cannibals. It's really bad. Like it's like, I was like, okay, I know what I'm expecting from this movie, in general, but I mean, at least like Hostel was produced well because Tarantino produced them. It's like this one looks like it's a made for TV movie, and you know, like the practical effects are pretty solid. And like, there's this one like very intense scene. It's the first time like they realize they're in a cannibal tribe.
Okay.
They lock up all the kids in this thing, and then they take one of them, and they're like putting him over an open flame. You know, like they're cutting his stomach open. You know, like whatever. And everyone's screaming, and they're like, "Oh my god!" And they're just watching this. And then right in the middle of it, one of the girls just goes in the corner and just starts having diarrhea. And it's like kind of supposed to be a joke, but it's like this really intense scene with a really unfunny joke. And everyone's like kind of yelling at her. It's like, "Why are you doing this?" And she's like, "I can't help it." I'm like, I don't know if that's supposed to be like Eli Roth, like saying, "I can't help but do this." Like, but it's so unnecessary and it adds nothing to the movie. It's so frustrating.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like that's when people are trying to just be like creative and unique in ways that don't matter. Like, you know, like they want to put their mark on it, but all they can think of is somebody shitting.
Yeah. Like it's really just like, how can I separate this from other scenes where people have been watching their friends being eaten?
Right.
Like, well, I don't know, poop. What if someone was pooping while it happened? that movie's so frustrating. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck Eli Roth. Like, fuck Eli Roth. He's kind of a douchebag.
Maybe we'll have to give him
a like a frat
shot
boy
next year.
I don't know, man. Like, there have been a lot of quotes coming out of him being, like, not defending the Harvey Weinstein stuff, just like, well, yeah, it just happens. It's like, no. It doesn't just happen.
That shit is so, like, that is the spookiest thing that's happened this month outside of...
it's pretty spooky.
Not
the word I would use, but yes.
Legitimate, like, we're on a month of scariness and evil spirits, and it's a time where, like, this guy has been doing it more than just the month of October. Like, this is not even a joke. Like,
I just like you're trying so hard to make it wrap it into Halloween somehow. It's like he's been sexually assaulting women for 20 years, at least. And you're just like, well, it hasn't just been this month.
Well, I tried to just say, it's fucking, like, it can't, like, we're talking about all this spooky shit. Like, that's all I was trying to say. Like, it's fucked up. Like,
it is really fucked up.
And Eli Roth defending it is super just like, I don't know. It's the type of mindset that has no place anywhere and is just like totally glossed over all the time. And it's fucking terrible. Just like the scope of everything that's affected and continues to affect, but all the people who are victims.
It's a bummer because like Weinstein has produced so many good movies. Like, I mean, without him, we wouldn't have like Tarantino. Stuff like that.
Right.
Who cares about Robert Rodriguez? But, you know, like, I respect the fuck out of Robert Rodriguez, so.
I don't know. I just listened to Kevin Smith's one podcast, Hollywood Babylon, and he talked about it because his career, like, I know you're not a Kevin Smith fan, really, but, like, his career, like, blossomed from Harvey Weinstein. Like
Miramax,
Miramax gave him a chance, and he got choked up talking about it. He's like, I just came to Hollywood to make movies. Like, that's all I wanted to do. And this man never showed his true self to me. And I treated him like my father, my savior, and championed him. Mm-hmm. And now, like, forever, my career is, like, tied up into that. And he's like, I'm not trying to make it about myself, but it's affected a ton of people, and it's evil and awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up saying, like, he's going to donate, like, $2,000 of his residuals, like, monthly to Women in Film charity.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's really It's really awesome.
Yeah, I don't like Kevin Smith's films, but yeah. I think he's kind of like, I just think he's unfunny and whatever, but like, he's always seemed like a solid guy. Yeah. Like, I mean, you never know with anybody, but like,
right.
You know, he's always seemed like a guy who's pretty genuine.
Yeah.
Like, he's pretty out front about, like, you know, he's kind of the bizarro Dan Harmon.
Right.
Where he's just kind of, he throws himself out there and he's like, well, this is what I am, flaws and all, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's all fucking, it's just so upsetting. Dude. Like, I can't even, I listened to the New York Times podcast, which is where they kind of, they're kind of the ones who broke the story. I remember listening to it like on the way home from, I was at Kalahari. And I was just like, fuck, man. Like, cause he was like Weinstein was like a big, like he went to women's marches and all this stuff. And it
really?
Just, yeah, it's so gross when you like put it in context like that now. But yeah, wow. Fuck Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Big time. I think I have a feeling a lot more is coming too.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, well, not like people coming out. Yeah, yeah. Good. But yeah, it's, I mean, the whole, you heard about the Rose McGowan thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then her getting off Twitter. Of all the people getting kicked off Twitter.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that she's just calling out Ben Affleck on his shit. Like,
right, yeah.
It's like, you knew about it. Yeah. Don't pretend you didn't know about it.
Right.
Like, you would say, Harvey, stop doing that. Yeah. Like,
didn't Matt Damon, like, admit he knew or something? Or someone was trying to get him to admit he knew?
That was Rose McGowan.
Was it right?
Yeah, she was. I mean,
with her
the number, the reason she got kicked off Twitter was it like she posted someone's number.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know whose number that was. But yeah, she called out Ben Affleck for like seeing and hearing Ben Affleck say, "Harvey, you have to stop doing this." And then Ben Affleck saying, "Like I had no idea. I can't believe this." And then her just calling him out as a shit.
Yeah. And then him being kind of creepy guy himself.
See, I don't know any stories about that. I'm sure it doesn't surprise me at all, but like, oh, yeah. I don't know any stories.
There's
offhand.
Videos.
Of him, oh, really?
Being real.
Oh, right. No, he did like, he groped.
Groped an MTV VJ.
Yeah, that's, I forgot her name. Doesn't matter. We don't need to say her name. Yeah, that's
he groped
so gross.
And like, there was another time where he was like real drunk and had an interview with somebody from like E! News or something. And, He grabbed her and had her sit on his lap and stuff and, like, held her like this for the whole interview and kept, like, just totally, watch the video. It's gross. And, like, for somebody who's on the fence is trying to see this guy as Batman.
It doesn't help.
After this, it's, like,
yeah.
I hope he's gone from the franchise. I don't know.
He won't be. He's too big. I mean, like, that's the unfortunate thing is, like, you know, like, it really seems like the DC universe, in terms of their actors, have been really stacking the most controversial of people.
Yeah.
You know, the ones where they're like, the highly politicized will not want to watch their movies, like Gal Gadot with Wonder Woman and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Jason Momoa had some weird...
Yeah, yeah. I didn't read, like, I kind of read offhand, like, he said something about making a joke about gays being killed or something like that. Or it wasn't even a joke. It was like a weird... The context of it was weird. I don't remember. But
He was at a panel. What I saw was he was at a panel, and he basically said... he was talking about being on Game of Thrones, and he's like, it's awesome. Like, you just get to kill people and, like, rape beautiful women.
Oh, is that okay? That's what it was. Okay.
I was paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. Where you could hear people gasp and kind of like look around. Like,
yeah.
But he like played it off as a joke, and some people in the crowd laughed.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was pretty gross. But
yeah, it's fun.
But they can't. They can't be all bad because they have a black guy and a gay guy.
Who's the gay guy?
Flash.
Ezra Miller's gay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I like Ezra Miller.
Yeah, he's
I hope nothing comes out about Ezra Miller. I like Ezra Miller.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But yeah, like, speaking of Rose McGowan, have you ever seen, I guess Weinstein's as well. Have you ever seen Grindhouse?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're missing out on Grindhouse, man. Grindhouse is where
it's at. Yeah, I gotta see it. Okay. I don't know why I haven't.
So you've never seen either of the movies?
No.
Man,
what is it, Death Proof and...
Death Proof and Planet Terror.
Yeah.
Planet Terror is Rodriguez's and Death Proof is Tarantino's.
Yeah.
That's basically what I ripped the drive-in off of.
Oh, okay.
Like, I was just basically riffing off of that.
Okay.
That might have been my favorite movie-going experience of all time. I saw the movie 7 times in theaters.
Oh, damn.
And it's 3.5 hours.
Does it ever come back to theaters?
Not recently.
No.
Not that I'm aware of. I think it's 10 years old now, 2017.
It's
so
pretty,
yeah,
it's getting up there.
Man, that was like a whole new world. Like Ariel. Is that Ariel? No, that's Aladdin.
I was shaking my head yes. I'm like, yeah, that's
yeah,
Ariel.
Yeah, that's probably
it's
right.
It's totally Ariel.
There's a girl singing it, too.
A whole new ocean.
A whole new movie. A new world to watch. A place that has zombies.
Shit.
And Kurt Russell in their movies. He's not even wearing an eye patch.
Now I want to see a mashup of, like, I want to see a Disney, like, cinematic universe where they're all in the same movies together.
I would watch a Disney version of Escape from New York right
now. But
there's
also Kurt Russell and zombies in their universe.
Oh, man. How great would that be? Disney zombies?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
That'd be lame. I don't want to watch a zombie Mickey Mouse. That's like gangster Mickey Mouse.
Well,
like,
Mickey's not dead, so it wouldn't be him. It'd be like all the characters in the universe that are dead, like Scar would be, there'd be a Scar zombie. So
just all the villains?
Yeah.
And the mothers?
The
like
villain.
Bambi's mother?
Yeah.
And Dumbo's mother?
You gotta have that moment
this
in zombie
flicks. This is like heartbreaking. Why are you making us go through this again?
You always got to have those moments in zombie movies, you know, like when you just like see your loved one and you have to decide whether or not to shoot them in the head and put them out of their misery.
It's true.
Or leave them out there eating flesh and just walking the goddamn planet soulless.
Getting deep.
I got on a wave there and I just had to ride it.
Talking about a regular Johnny tsunami. Too soon, sorry. When was the last time I haven't watched like a? What was the last zombie movie you watched?
You ever see Johnny Tsunami?
Twice. It's great.
It's so good.
Big fan. Just call me Patton Oswalt because I'm a big fan.
The last zombie movie I watched was 28 Days Later.
Did you watch that recently, or did you watch that in 2002?
No, I watched again like probably 2 weeks ago.
It's a good movie, man.
It's a really good movie.
Alex Garland, Danny Boyle, good stuff, man. Yeah. Love that movie. I haven't watched that in a while. Godspeed You Black Emperor, that song in there is really good. Yeah, what was the last? Oh, I watched a strict zombie movie. It Stains the Blood Red, or It Stains the Sand Red.
I've heard of that one.
It's new. I think it just came out on VOD.
Zombies in the Desert.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's just one, it's this couple, like, the zombie apocalypse has already started to happen. They're in Vegas. They get out, they're driving, they pull over for whatever reason. And her boyfriend gets killed by a zombie that's, like, very, very slowly approaching, but they accidentally lock themselves in the car without the keys. So the zombie's just there, and they can't get their keys, and he dies. And then she runs out into the desert, and it starts following her, and just keeps following her. And it's just like kind of an endurance thing for her because, you know, it doesn't stop. But she has to stop and rest
desert.
At some point,
yeah.
You know. It's
that sounds awesome.
The concept's great. It's not a bad movie. It goes weird places tonally. Like, it tries to be really funny at times. Like, to the point where she's like on her period and she takes out her tampon and like throws it like a bone for the zombie to kind of like get him away from her for a little bit.
Okay.
And it kind of like, I mean, some of the jokes are funny and it's a little, you know, a little crass, but it works.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like most zombie movies, the third act is just kind of like craziness and kind of not necessarily the best.
Yeah.
But it's worth the watch if you're into low budget zombie movies, but
yeah. I watched, I don't know why I'm still watching it, but I watched
Walking
The Walking Dead.
Dead
season premiere.
How's that? Wasn't Weird Al on it? Like the music? Another one, Rides the Bus?
I feel like that wasn't it. I didn't like,
he posted it on Instagram. It was weird. He's like, I'm just as confused as everybody else, but I'm flattered.
It might have actually been another one bites the dust. Maybe he made a...
Maybe it was a joke.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm going to have to watch it again. It was all right. The last season was actually, like, my favorite, I think. Or
really?
At least, like, top two. It was really close to the comics. Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing Negan is mm-hmm. awesome.
And, I do like him.
Yeah,
I don't think he's underused in a lot of things. Like, even Supernatural. Like, I wanted him more on the show.
Yeah. He's so little in Watchmen, but...
yeah, but he stands out. He's definitely the standout of that movie.
Yeah. But he's so good in it, and I don't know. The season premiere was all right. I'm going to have to, like, see how I feel about continuing to watch it, because it is a big investment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for them to, like, a whole season of, like, 20-some episodes, a lot of them, they don't really do anything.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big issue for me. Like, I mean, the first season was only, like, 8 episodes or something like that, but, like, they already had filler episodes in their first season of 8 episodes. Like,
yeah.
the old folks home episode, I'm like, what the f- I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I get you're trying to go for, like, a character thing here and show, like, Rick's a hero, you know, whatever, but, like, God, it was boring. It was so fucking bad.
There's so many. I hated the second season. They were on the farm too long.
Which is weird, because I like the farm story in the book.
I do, too. And, like, the prison storyline in the book was way... Like, I wish this show would have been done, on HBO or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it could be, like, a lot more cruel. And, like, there's a fucked up thing in the comics in the prison storyline.
Well, there's a bunch of fucked up things in that storyline.
Oh, yeah, there's...
Which one are you talking about? We're getting spoilers real quick.
Yeah, comic spoilers. This comic's been out for like 20 years or something.
Yeah.
Long time.
10
years only?
It's definitely not. It didn't come out in the 90s.
The show is on, like, it's got to be at least 15. Because the show's on, like, its 8th season now.
I mean, I what, 2005, I think, is when it came out. Maybe a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah.
It's about a little over 10 years.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm talking about the part, do you remember the
twins
in the prison?
Oh, when he kills...
There's the serial killer.
The little sister, the little girl?
He cuts off both the twins' heads.
Oh, right, that part. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the kid who kills the one girl, I think. Is it? It's Rick's son.
Carl kills a girl?
Doesn't Carl kill somebody?
I forget.
I think that might be a little bit later.
Yeah.
That might have been right around the time I started stopped reading. Yeah, I forgot about that. And there's the zombie head in the TV. There's the shooting. The very dramatic image of the bullet going through what's-her-name's stomach.
Oh, yeah. Lori's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... I mean, it was a good story. It was a good storyline.
Yeah.
But I think you kind of peaked there, and there was nowhere to go from there.
Yeah.
I think. But who am I, except the only person you're listening to for on this podcast, because Devitt doesn't count.
No.
What was I going to say? I was going to say, have you ever watched The Fear of the Walking Dead?
Fear of the Walking Dead, I have not.
No?
No.
It doesn't seem like people really care about it.
I don't know. I've heard a couple people tell me to watch it, but I just haven't. I'm like, I don't want to watch 2 zombie shows right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get one right.
Yeah.
I watched like a little bit of the first episode. It was like, again, it was just like, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like it felt more like a 70s zombie movie, but not something that was all that engaging.
Yeah.
The fun thing about like zombie movies, especially like lower budget or like, it's only an hour and a half. You don't have to continue this story. Like,
right.
Because, I mean, like, what you want to see is either a bunch of people get ripped apart
mm-hmm.
or the hero to get away.
Right.
And, you know, a bunch of people get ripped apart behind him and her to kill a bunch of zombies. But when you stretch it out to 8 years and it's just people talking about how dirty they are.
Right.
Like, I'm like, all right. I'm done. I'm tired.
I need a shave. And now we're fighting humans and the zombies are barely even in it anymore.
Yeah. the real man, the real monster is man. How was I going from there? I don't know. You have anything else you want to talk about Halloween-wise? I mean, I just have my movie list, but I can just talk about movies I've watched, but that's not fun.
I don't know. I know, like, there's a lot of fucked up shit that happens on Halloween, and there's a lot of reasons for people to dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Just, like, maybe it's all rumors. I don't know if it's ever actually happened, like, or has it been confirmed of there being, like, some creepy fucking killer shit on Halloween?
Like, people, you mean, do. like razor blades and candy and stuff, or what?
Well, that stuff. There's razor blades and candy. There's, like, guys who actually, like, be lurking and, like, track people down like a slasher or something.
Well, I mean, there's serial killers and stuff like that, but I don't think, like, in general. Yeah. Like, Halloween is just, like, no one really does that. I mean, like, I'm sure there's like, isolated incidents, but, I mean, you know, what came first at that point then? You know, it's like the serial killer or the egg, but it's like Scream. You know, it's like movies didn't make serial killers, it just made them more creative.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think, what was the story? The razor blade and the candy was a fake thing, but it was, like, based off something that was real. I can't remember what it was now. It's going to bug the fuck out of me. Call in, Paul, to tell us what it is, and I'll maybe play it next week, or I'll just retract or whatever. Now I got to find the number. but give us a call. Let us know how boring this episode is, or how much you love it. It's a 216-309-0942 to tell us the real story behind razor blades and candy.
Yes.
Or the hymn song, Razor Blade Romance.
We want to know badly.
Now I just want to play a hymn for the rest of the episode. So
there's also...
Go ahead.
There's also pervs on Halloween, too. That's the other fucked up thing.
There's pervs the rest of the year, too.
That's true.
But I'm...
But the rest of the year, kids don't come to the door.
It's usually, yeah. I mean, what are you trying to get at?
Just saying. Halloween is the one holiday where it is made for pervs. It's not made for pervs.
I was going to say, you're insulting me personally right now. That's why it was I'm both made. A pervert and a Halloween fan, but I'm neither...
An illegal pervert.
I'm not an illegal pervert.
A pedo.
That I know of, yes. Man, Halloween's like a favorite holiday. I love this, man. Like, my whole living room and sort of... my dining room just has a string of lights.
Yeah.
The dining room, or my living room, has, like...
Things in here.
A real half-ass Stranger Things. Like, yeah. They could afford $1 store string of lights.
Stranger Thing.
Stranger Things comes out on Friday.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out. Yeah. Be interested in that. I've been sort of rewatching the first season. Like... I'm less invested this time around, though.
Yeah.
I feel like the hype for this season can do nothing but hurt it.
That first season was one thing that I think is super overrated to me. Like,
really?
I like it. I really like it. I think it's great. I just think it's completely overhyped.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, half of what made that show, like, what it is now is the surprise of it.
Yeah.
Like, no one expected. I'm like, oh, Winona Ryder's in it. I'll watch it. And I'm like, whoa, this is a lot of fun. Like, and it hit that middle ground of, like, nostalgic and pandering, you know, and just, like, genuinely good storytelling.
Yeah. She was one of my least favorite parts, honestly.
Winona?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love Winona.
She had good parts.
She could do no wrong by me.
I thought she did a lot of wrong. I don't know. I get everybody is obsessed with Winona.
She's a babe.
But she, I don't know. I thought it was overacting, bro.
You lose a kid to the Upside Down, where a giant... See, that was the thing. It's a monster. The reveal of the monster.
Oh, yeah.
He looks lame. He's super lame to look at.
Big flower head.
Yeah,
just
his head opens up a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's not even, like, that creepy. The rest of him is just, like, a regular monster.
Yeah.
Hopefully with this one, it looks more like Lovecraftian.
That big-ass thing in the sky is what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we'll see how this goes. Yeah, you got anything else to talk about, or do you want to hear my Fast and the Furious fanfic?
Get into that.
And that'll be the closer.
I just want to say that Halloween, I didn't get to celebrate it as a kid. I never got to go trick-or-treating.
You were like a Jehovah's Witness and stuff, so that,
I didn't get to go door-to-door, and I always loved when it came around that time in school, get a whole bunch of candy. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. And
you do Valentine's Day? Was that a thing? I don't know what
I probably could have, but I couldn't.
You could have, but you couldn't?
But I couldn't. I could have from the Church of Jehovah's Witnesses, but I couldn't have from...
Because that's the only one I can think of that
the
would
look
also
of my
hand
scrawny
out candy.
Face and body.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
That's beside the point. I even got candy on Valentine's Day. Like, it was just kind of a requirement that everyone got it. Like, that's the only holiday in schools that you got candy, right? I can't think of any other one. Maybe Christmas, maybe.
Christmas candies, yeah.
But that's kind of a religious holiday,
Easter.
So like... Yeah, but again, it's a religious holiday, so like if you went to a public school, it was like kind of less so.
Yeah, but
like
still
at least Halloween
in, like,
with like or with Christmas, like it was just kind of like a given. It was like holiday candy, you know. Where like Easter was like,
no, they didn't used to do that.
not
when America was great.
That's true. That was a great time.
We didn't have to say happy holidays.
Holidays.
We didn't have to say, hey, please take this red cup. With no Christmas words on it.
Will you take my red cup, my red solo cup, and be awfully married to me?
We're never going to have to say... We're never going to have to not say...
Never going to say...
Never going
to... Never going to pick you up.
Never going to not say Merry Christmas. Never going to not say Happy Holidays.
Never going to burn you.
Never going to say Happy Holidays. Never going to say Happy Kwanzaa either.
Because they're black. There's a totally different song. Sorry. I don't know, man. Like, I'm just kind of like...
When I finally got to celebrate it, though, I fucking loved it.
Yeah, because it's the best. It's
it
great.
Is awesome.
You get drunk, you dress up in dress up as whatever. We had Adam Janovec, friend of the show, dressed up as a slutty cat.
Nice.
That was Vin Diesel.
Yes.
We had someone as the receptionist in... the purgatory room in Beetlejuice.
Okay.
You know, the green girl with her wrist slashed.
Oh, yeah.
Who else showed up? Oh, Billy Stubzinski.
Oh, yeah.
He dressed as Mugman from the game Cuphead, and it was amazing. Like, he made the costume himself, which
That's
is
awesome.
Incredibly impressive. It was fun, man. I love Halloween.
I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
I'm going to Halloween parties this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm stoked.
I'm going to one on Friday. And then I have the emo prom.
You're going
on
to...
Saturday. Is it Yoshi's, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to Yoshi's. Yoshimi's.
emo prom on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And then... I don't know what I'm doing Sunday yet. I think I'm just playing D&D. But we'll find out. Not that anyone listening cares. Do you want to hear this spooky Fast and the Furious fan fiction?
Let's listen to it. Yeah. Heck yeah!
All right.
Is this gonna literally be the play out though?
Yeah, unless you want to do something else real quick.
I just like I want to just get an overall scope of the month. It's been a good month.
Mm-hmm.
I love October. I love Halloween now. I went to OU, one of the best party schools in the country, and celebrated Halloween.
Yeah, dude.
I had some pretty good costumes back in the day. I was Obama.
I think I saw that.
I was Parappa the Rapper. I was Tiger Woods. I was...
El Tigre.
I had a lot of good costumes back in the day. I love it. It's so fun to dress up. But October... I don't know. I'm gonna bring it down a little bit also. And October is a month that like is always gonna be different. It has been different for the past 5 years. My cousins Crosby and Taylor, they grew up we grew up together. We were like best friends, me, them, and Hordano. Had the best childhood. It was like all of us, my brother, Jordan's sister, like all the cousins were so close. Mm-hmm. And had a lot of fun family members around us. And one of them was Chad Glenko, their dad. He was also our cousin. I don't know how it works, really. But he wasn't our uncle. He wasn't my mom's brother. But he, about 5 years ago, committed suicide. And, like, it forever changed our lives, needless to say. He was awesome. He was hilarious. But if you're out there and you are feeling thoughts of ending your life, please don't, because there are a lot of people that care about you, and there's a lot of people that you care about that you'll see in time that you want more time with.
Yeah, I mean, and it's go ahead, sorry.
Just wanted to say, based off, like, the Cleveland State thing that happened month was also ugly.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, get up the suicide prevention line. It's 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Please call it. Talk to somebody if you're feeling those thoughts. So we don't want you to be gone.
We want you to be Negan. No, not that guy.
No, don't be. If you're going to live life, don't be Negan.
We want you to be vegan.
You
not
could be
vegan.
You can be. You can be vegan. You can eat anything.
Vegan powers.
Yes.
Yeah. No. That. Get help.
Yeah.
All of it. And if you know, you know, you can reach out to one of us too. If you're listening to this, we're not. Right. You know, we're not that hard to access to get access to.
Yeah.
You know, I know we're pretty famous, but you know, then you could say you have famous friends.
Right.
We're always here. I'm always here to listen. I can say that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, don't ever. It's not worth it.
No.
It's never worth it.
No.
Life
can be a spooky place, but that's why October's great, because you embrace it. You embrace the spookiness.
As much as I want them to be, ghosts aren't real. So, you know, you end it.
Yeah.
You ain't going to be a ghost.
Nope.
You're going to be nothing.
You're going to be nothing.
And that ain't cool.
As far as we know, anyway.
No. I know. Trust me.
Okay.
Or you could be like that one kid who said he talked to God, and then they made a movie about him that no one saw.
I don't even know who you're talking about. See,
and some kid perfect. Died on the operating table, and he came back, and then he's like, "I saw God," and you're like, "Sure, why not?" And then I think Jennifer Gardner was in it, like, because of course she was.
Was she a lady in a crowd yelling, "Prove it"?
No, she was the mother of the child who just stared and listened to him and cried all the time. What is it called? It's gonna bug me now.
Children of Men.
That's it. It was Children of Men.
Children
of the child we were talking about Clive Owen.
Jennifer Garner was his mom in that movie.
Yeah, the guy. It was the guy's follow up to Harry Potter 3. it's great. So we're gonna kind of end this on a light note. I wrote Fast and Furious fan fiction.
Yeah.
We'll see if I'll do the voices.
Spooky fan fiction.
It's very spooky. It's very spooky. Very timely.
and by spooky, he means black people are in it.
That's true. There are black people in it. So I'm going to see if I'll do the voices. I don't know. I tried doing it for like a second on stage, and it did not work. All right. I want to get you guys ready in the mood for some erotic Fast and the Furious. I'm sorry, spooky Fast and the Furious fan fiction, because, oh boy, are you in for a treat.
Fear boner.
A regular fear boner. Are you ready? Don was driving fast that night. For the first time in a while, he wasn't furious. He was driving down the winding road, listening to the newest Latin hip-hop song that was all the rage, and thought, this would make a really cool music video. Especially if it was a really cool slow-motion shot of some girls' butts that sped up and zoomed in on me in a car smiling. The night was dark. The kind of dark that you only see at night. It was peaceful and quiet. It was Dom's meditation. His enlightenment. He lived life a quarter mile at a time, and time was flying. Dom had a lot on his mind recently. In the last few years, he went from being on the run from the law and taking down a rich Brazilian guy who was kind of mean to being hired by the government to take down a terrorist who can drive cars really fast just like him. and to be hired by Kurt Russell to take down that British guy from the Expendables movies that he wasn't asked to be in, and that girl from Mad Max who grew out her hair into some really sick dreads. He felt slow and tired, which wasn't like him. He felt like he needed to change a pace. Just then, the phone rings. His ringtone is a super cool Latin hip-hop song that is all the rage right now. Yeah? He says, listening intently, but never slowing the car or losing any control, because that's how good he is. It's Hobbs on the other line. He sounds stern and tough, but with a lot of charisma. He also sounds like he's sweating a lot.
Dom, we just got a call from Kurt Russell. He said he wants to meet you him at Doc's in 15 minutes. Where are you?
In the valley, clearing my head. Tell him I'll be there.
But that's almost an hour away from the Doc's.
I know. Dom hangs up the phone and shifts the car into a higher gear, even though it was already in the highest one. And he drives even faster than he already was, which was already super fast. He peels around the corners like they're nothing to him, which they aren't. He's moving so fast, you almost think it's a montage, but it's totally not. It's in real time. He finally pulls up to the Docks, which he looks at his watch. 5 minutes early. Getting rusty. He steps out of the car and sees Kurt Russell standing there wearing sunglasses, even though it's at nighttime. He looks super cool.
I'm glad you could join us. I was starting to think you were having troubles.
The only car troubles I have are when I'm driving behind your slow ass. They do that cool high-five hug thing that cool guys do a lot.
It's good to see you, Dom.
Same here, Kurt Russell. So what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, it looks like I may have something that requires you and your family's expertise. The old amusement park down by the pier is being torn down next week so they can build that youth center that teaches kids the values of family and fast cars. Only problem is, some construction workers were out there the other day and claimed they saw a ghost car. It honked at them a few times, then tried to run one of them over.
That sounds pretty serious. I'll call the family. We'll get on it. But you're going to owe me a shit ton of Corona at the next barbecue. And you're saying grace.
It's a deal.
Dom walks back to his car and calls Hobbs. Hobbs, call the family. We got a job. Back at the warehouse, Dom, Hobbs, Roman, Letty, and Tej are standing around a table. There would be more people there, but they're either dead or wanted too much money to return for this story. And their contract expired. Dom is explaining the situation around the ghost car and the abandoned park and what they're going to do about it, and then Roman interrupts.
So what do we have to find and destroy? A ghost car? This mission just went from Scooby-Doo to Scooby-Don't.
Do you have any better ideas? Also, a joke about your big forehead, says Taj.
Yeah, stay at home and flirt with women.
Roman says hilariously. Dom interrupts his hilarious and witty back and forth between the two comic relief characters. Enough! Let's hit the road. The family all hops in their cars and drives really, really fast to the old amusement park while listening to the newest Latin hip-hop song that's all the rage right now. As Dom and Hobbs pull up to the amusement park, they see a flickering light ahead of them. Dom gets to the walkie-talkie and says, I got him. As he drives really fast towards the lights. As Dom gets closer to the light, he sees the ghost car. He can't believe his eyes. It's beautiful. It's a 1978 American muscle classic that's totally cool and fast and badass. As Dom drives straight at it, ready to T-bone the shit out of this thing, but notices the car's driving really fast away from him. Dom and Hobbs start following the car. Starts picking up some speed and gets next to the car and tries to ram it. But before he gets the chance to see it, he sees a churro stand right in front of him and slams on the brakes. Dom, right behind the car, gets on the walkie and says, Roman, Letty, Tej, get around him and form a path. Force him to drive towards the water. They do that. The car starts heading towards the end of the pier, next to the roller coaster ride that some people think is really cool but also a bit too scary. It's working. He has to stop now. Not even a ghost car can drive on water. Just then, the car turns and starts driving out of the roller coaster track. Letty gets on the walkie-talkie and says,
"Dom, you're not going to believe this."
Dom notices the car change direction without hesitation, turns into the ghost car, and follows the ghost car onto the roller coaster tracks. The ghost car is driving on the track like Dom drives on the road, smooth, fast, and a seemingly effortless grace. It's almost beautiful. Dom pulls the sick Dodge Challenger up the tracks, goes up the first hill, gets to the top. Dom never says anything to anyone before, but he's afraid of roller coasters, especially the first hill, because it's a super scary part. As he goes down the first hill, he closes his eyes because he's super afraid. But as he goes down, he realizes he's not afraid. He's in a fast car going really fast, which is where he feels most at home. So he steps on the pedal and starts going faster. He's starting to catch up with the ghost car now, but he's realizing he's not fast enough. As he goes over the first few hills, the ghost car seems to get faster, but Dom is just staying the same speed. And he sees super cool loop coming up, and he notices he's not getting faster. So he lifts up the switch in his gear shift and presses the NOS button. As soon as he does, he gets thrown back in the seat. He's going really, really fast now. So fast, he's now right on the ghost car. And as they reach the first loop, he bumps the ghost car and it loses control. As the ghost car flies off the rails, upside down, hits the ground, and flips around a lot, and it looks really, really cool. Dom rides the loop, makes it to the end of the ride, drives off the track and up to the ghost car. The ghost car is upside down and on fire, and it looks really cool. Out from under the car, a person comes crawling out. Dom and the rest of the family look at it and all gasp. It's a man in a leather jacket, but there's something off about him. Dom notices right away because he's really smart, but it takes the rest of the family a minute. But after a while, they realize where the head should be is in fact a burning skull, and it looks super cool and really scary. The flaming skull guy then turns around and begins to howl in the air, like a werewolf, if a werewolf were made of bones that were on fire. As he howls, he starts to slowly turn into a man. A man with a skull that's covered in skin. A man that's covered in skin instead of bones that are on fire. As his head finishes changing, he looks up to the family. It's Nicolas Cage, and he looks really cool and rock and roll.
"Well, that was a hell of a ride,"
says Nick. "What's going on here? Why is your head on fire?" shouts Letty.
"Well, I'm a ghost rider, a spirit of vengeance, sent to punish the wicked. I use this abandoned park as a place to practice my cool driving moves and to let off some steam."
"You hungry?" Tom asked Ghost Rider Nicolas Cage.
"Starving,"
Ghost Rider Nicolas Cage says. "Good, because you're saying grace," Dom says with a smirk on his face. The family gathers around the picnic table in the backyard of Dom's home, roaming on the grill, making some super cool, funny jokes, and they all sit around, and Ghost Rider Nicolas Cage starts saying a prayer before eating.
"Dear Lord, thank you for this food. The spirit of vengeance you have graced me with to take down my enemies. And also for really cool, fast cars."
Credits roll. "Making sure we ball like the mob. All you do is call. Catch you if you fall. Young Khalifa. I never fear death or dying." This is from Fast Five. This is the credit song, Fast Five. Woo! Woo! So that's that.
Wow, I did not realize I was going to have to do a surprise Nicolas Cage impression.
Everyone likes a twist.
Oh my God, that was riveting and hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
All right, well, that's the episode for this week. Next week, we'll find out what we're doing. I've learned to not say what we're doing anymore, because who knows anymore?
Who knows? Who knows the future?
But next week will be a regular episode. We are done with our Halloween episodes. But thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And if you want to be on the show, secondshotpodcast@gmail.com, all that good stuff. You know the drill. We put our number in the middle of the show. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.